Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Tavern Style, presented by Salerno's Pizza. CHO Tavern Style, presented by the best Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Avenue location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. All in on Caleb. I'm just back from the Combine. Mark Harmon, CHGO Bears. Ryan Herrera, CHGO Cubs. You're a football guy too, Ryan. Are you all in on Caleb Williams as the Combine's over, next stop the draft?
Yeah, but I don't know that I would like the Combine made me all in on Caleb. I think I was already ready for that, for this to be the route that the Bears were going down prior to the Combine. Like, I love Justin Fields, obviously. I think he's great, and I think he gives it all for the team. Like, the amount of hits he takes and no flags, doesn't complain, all that stuff. Like, he gives it all, but I just thought it was time to move on, and obviously, keeping around the head coach, threw a little bit of wrench in things, but I do think that I definitely lean towards drafting Caleb with the number one overall pick. I don't see any reason why it's just not time to kind of start over, especially if you're sitting in Ryan Poles' seat.
So it was huge to hear from him. I thought he conducted himself phenomenally. I was as impressed as I possibly could be, and supposedly the meetings with the Bears are going incredibly well. And I think they're going to draft Caleb Williams, and I want them to draft Caleb Williams. But the question is all in, and there is part of me that still has Bears quarterback history on me that I'm literally sitting there after being down in Indy, and I'm thinking maybe we should trade back from 1 to 3 and draft Marvin Harrison Jr., who everybody thinks is going to be a Hall of Famer, and then maybe you take a quarterback at 9, or you trade back from 9 and you pick a JJ McCarthy at 13, 12, 11, 15, whatever. So the point is that I think they're going to draft Caleb. Mm-hmm. I think they should draft Caleb, but there is still part of me, when you're asking me, am I all in, that I completely believe that there's no doubt in my mind that this dude is going to be successful. I still have what I'm calling PTBD, post-traumatic Bears disorder. It's hard for me to be all in because the history, and it makes me nervous. So I'm still looking around each corner trying to figure out if there's a better way to do this.
See, the reason I am all in is because I don't feel that way, because it's Ryan Poles now. He hasn't been here the 70 years or whatever it's been since Sid Luckman, right? Or whatever it is, he's not the one that's been here forever. This is his, his team now, his franchise. He's in charge. He has to believe that he can change around this history, the stigma around Bears quarterbacks. And if he truly believes that Caleb Williams is the guy, he's got to go out and get him. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback. It's tough to project college players going to the NFL because they all say it just feels like such a different game when you change those levels. But Caleb Williams is a really good quarterback just in general, but I like the intangible stuff too. Like, people talking about him, crying after a game and, painting his nails or whatever. Like, I don't care about that. I care about, are you a leader? Can you lead a group of men? And everything we hear from his coaches, his former teammates, whoever it is that he is that guy. So on top of just the skills he has as a quarterback, all that intangible stuff seems like it's building up to a guy who you at least need to take a shot at. And again, if you're Ryan Poles, don't let the stigma about Bears quarterbacks affect you. Like, this is you. You are in charge now. If this is the guy you believe in, you got to go in and take that leap of faith.
Yeah, no question. You're in charge for a reason, and I think that 90% of Bears fans trust Ryan Poles, and he's earned that. But I'd also throw out there, if we're going to do the full, all-encompassing look at Ryan Poles, Velus Jones, not a good pick. Tyler Scott, not a good pick. Now, that's a third-round pick. It's a fourth-round pick. But if we're just focusing in on position players, skill players, he's yet to knock that one out of the park. DJ Moore is a fine trade. last year and as being the key part of that, along with getting Carolina's pick, yeah. which miraculously turned into the number one overall. But that was an established guy. Seeing somebody predicting from yeah. college to the pros, a skill set guy, he hasn't done that yet.
That's very true. No, honestly, like I hadn't really thought about that as far as like his draft success is just not the level you need it to be to completely trust him. And I get that. But again, I fall on as like, I look at it's time to just kind of move on, like restart the clock with your guy. Not, you know, the financial clock, whatever. Like that's a different story. But just like restart the clock as your own guy, a guy you drafted, a guy you're bringing in to your franchise. So that's why I'm all in on Caleb again, on top of just the skill wise, intangible wise, leadership wise, all that. But I do get that. It's like, but that's why I say it's hard to project college players to the NFL because we just see all the time. I mean, top 5-10 quarterbacks, right? Top 5-10 picks that are quarterbacks often don't work out at the NFL. But again, I fall on the side of just this is a guy I believe in. It's a guy that they should believe in. And it's a guy they should take. They have the opportunity.
He's coming into a great situation. They're going to add on to the offense. DJ's here. Cole's here. You would think they'll address wide receiver in the draft one way or another. Mm-hmm. They'll probably address it in free agency as well. It should work out. But once again, the question, all in on Caleb. I'm in on drafting Caleb. Am I all
yeah,
in?
All in.
That this one's going to work perfectly. I have just my Bears PTBD skepticism. But go ahead and do it. Let's make the move. You can't play life, you know, one foot in, one foot out. Let's try to win a Super Bowl here. Let's go for the guy at the top of the draft.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in. Like I'm all in, and I'm ready to be hurt again, as our friend Cody Delmendo says. I'm ready to be hurt again with another Bears quarterback.
I think he's ready to be hurt again with Caleb too. Hey, stop by Salermo's on tap at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago, and enjoy their tavern style pizza and ice cold beers before heading to a Blackhawks game, before heading to a Bulls game. Just a night on the town. Not going to the game, of course. You can dine and watch the games on their big screens, which is awesome too. You can call them or carry out or delivery. Head to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444 for more information. I got Salerno's in my belly right now. Delicious lunch. Delicious. And dinner options, all of it. Thank you for watching Tavern Style. Ryan, good to be with you.
Let's do it.
Caleb.
Y'all silly like the mayor.